A new report from the UN says that biodiversity on Earth is declining at an unprecedented rate. The report, compiled by 145 scientists from 50 countries, says that more than 1 million species of plants and animals are at risk of extinction. But the report also details reasons for hope, including projects already underway that provide a model for how to do things better. Daniel Butler spoke to Professor Saul Cunningham, director of the Fenner School of Environment and Society at the Australian National University, to get the key findings of the report.
Firstly, it's important to recognise that it's the most comprehensive report of its kind that's been done. So it's actually bringing together all the best current knowledge. So it's a report to be taken very seriously. And what they show pretty clearly is that the rate of species loss and endangerment is currently tens to hundreds of times greater than it has been over the last 10 million years. So it's not just that we're losing species here and there, it's that that rate of extinction has gone up dramatically compared to what it is known to be in the past. And then the second thing is that the pressures on biodiversity, the things that cause the loss of biodiversity, are also accelerating.
As in the pressures that we are exerting, despite growing global awareness around things like ecology and the simple fact of climate change, despite that, things are actually getting worse.
Exactly, yeah. So, and this is actually, I guess, to the disconnect here is really critical. We know that generally poll after poll shows that people want biodiversity in their landscape and they consider it important to their lives. We know that it actually is important to their lives in ways that people don't always appreciate. We know that we have indigenous communities that are strongly, strongly connected to natural systems and to the biodiversity in those systems. So we know that biodiversity is something that's very much valued by people, and yet actions as a society more broadly fail to live up to that.
Just on that, indigenous cultures are actually mentioned in the report, and Australia's indigenous community is cited as engaging with the natural environment in a more sustainable or cohesive way.
Yeah.
What are some of the points there around indigenous communities?
Well, we know from some activities in Australia and around the world, firstly, as I said, that indigenous communities are often very, very strongly connected to the natural resources around them, including biodiversity. And there's lots of great examples where simply by empowering indigenous people to have greater responsibility for land management, you get a win-win outcome. So the first win being what we're talking about here, the better results for biodiversity, and then secondly, those communities often have better outcomes in terms of their own living circumstances. So that's actually one of the good news stories in the report, is that that's a model for how to do better biodiversity management, and we should do that for reasons beyond biodiversity, actually.
Does the report go into what can be done better, or is it more about sounding the alarm about what's happening to biodiversity?
It does both of those things. And I think, both those things being first sounding the alarm and recording what has been happening, but it also does look at some of the various interventions, if you like, around the world and tries to highlight what do we know about which ones work and what do we know about which ones don't work. And I think one of the things common to successful strategies in biodiversity is that they better reflect the fact that conservation of biodiversity is something that the public wants. So it's a matter of balancing our systems, our policies and our decision-making systems to give more voice to people.
To the extent that this report will be, and I hate to be blunt, noticed by many people, is there enough hope in there to not simply make people despair?
I believe so. It's a really difficult one because in environmental science, there is often this feeling that, you know, we're telling gloomy stories all the time. And I think it's quite important to, even while we recognise the problems that we have in the world, we need to be optimistic about the way that we can make the future better. And we do know of many different ways that we can, for example, do our agriculture that will be less harmful to biodiversity. We know that there's lots of positive options out there. There's lots of really smart people promoting these options. We just need to get better at adopting these options.
Professor Saul Cunningham, Director of the Fenner School of Environment and Society at ANU, ending that report by Daniel Butler.